Previously on Time Travel the Podcast.
Fine. I want to be Queen of the Mongols. Is that really so much to ask?
Yes, I'm Elise.
Are you guys here to rescue us?
Rescue?
We've been taken prisoner by Genghis Khan and the influence of the villainous James McAvoy. You didn't happen to eviscerate the Khan, did you?
Who, big guy? The furry hat?
Well,
oh man, did I screw up, you guys?
Science?
Did we break
the universe again?
Yeah.
And now, the continuing adventures of Brian Harfax and the Time Force.
Much is happening for old Doug.
Get used to that.
You'll notice every one of us exhibits some kind of horrible nervous tic whenever the engine cranks up.
We live in constant fear, except for Doug.
Yeah, no, I don't really grasp the concept of fear. I've been led to believe it's why people scream when they see me. It might also be love. I don't really understand that one either.
You'll get it.
Honestly, that is the least of my problems.
Anyway, another successful mission.
Yay.
Please stop singing.
And you know what that means?
Wine party!
I'll hit the cellar.
I seem to recall placing you on indefinite timeout for constantly rewiring my brain without permission and trying to leave us to die a number of times in Mongol China.
I seem to recall that you say a lot of things, and we mostly take them with a grain of salt.
I'm the captain, and if you don't do what I say, I'll have Doug pull part of you out through another part of you.
Wait, why does a time ship have a cellar? How does a time ship have a cellar?
We use the fluid nature of time on board to age wine directly to its peak.
Come again?
I'll give you an elucidatory example. Say we want a nice bottle of wine, but we've only got $2. We pick up a bottle of $2 chuck.
It actually costs $2.50 now.
Okay, we go back a year or two when it only costs $2.
The wonders of time travel, I tell
you. Then we throw it in the time wine cellar. Ooh, the twine cellar? Ooh, maybe we could call it that? Anyway, we speed up time in that part of the ship so that a few hundred years
pass. We are not calling it that, by the way.
And then open it, and hey, presto! A $2 bottle of wine is a 500-year-old masterpiece!
I can't really tell the difference.
No one can. Everything about wine is bullshit.
I can.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
You guys didn't know this about me? Yeah, no, so back in the 25th century, maybe 26, I honestly don't know how it works, but back when I'm from, most of the world was like empty, empty plains filled with roving bands of cannibals. The worst gang didn't really have a name because, you know, we didn't really leave any survivors behind to worry about that kind of thing. And the gang itself, you know, we had other priorities.
We?
Skipping around vast deserts that used to be oceans, teeming with life, eviscerating any subordinate who dared to question me. I guess we all gotta grow up sometime, though.
We?
Oh, yeah. Oh, man. Those were the days.
But, as related to wine connoisseurship...
Oh, yeah, right. No, yeah, so before I took control, the previous leader built me this super sensitive tongue to sample his food to protect him from being poisoned. Yeah, good one. Didn't really protect you from me shoving hot coals down your throat, buddy. what an idiot. But yeah, no, I'm great at wine tasting.
Great! Well, I brought 2 bottles of 300-year-old $2 chuck, and for the piece de resistance...
Gasp!
The villainous James McAvoy!
Oh, yeah!
Science, put that back. You know that's a special bottle.
Oh, come on, Cap Dap.
I'm tired of these nicknames.
Don't you think it's time?
Wait, what's the story on this wine?
Thereby hangs a tale. It was back in the old days when I was young and charming, and the villainous James McAvoy was my dearest inseparable friend.
I value our friendship.
Me too, buddy. You sound weird, though. What's going on?
I'm preparing for a role as John Wilkes Booth.
Yeah. You know, he was the first one to call me by my last name.
Harfax.
Really turned things around for me. Nobody ever takes a guy named Brian seriously.
I can't argue with you on that one. Hey, maybe I should go by Harfax. Maybe with some kind of, like, title before it. Like, Mr. Harfax.
Lieutenant Harfax. After a long, indeterminate period, we both finished our course of study at the Time Academy. When I stepped off the time stage, he was standing to the other side with a mildly creepy time smile and an elegant, cylindrical patch.
I got you a very fine bottle of wine. Enjoy it in good health. It's from another dimension. Well done, buddy.
That was the last time we spoke civilly. The next time I saw him, he tried to kill me.
Oh.
I don't remember.
Why?
How would I remember that if I didn't remember the other thing? Anyway, I've been holding on to it since then, and we can't drink it now. I'm saving it for a special occasion, guys. It means a lot.
Come on, it is a special occasion.
Because we barely survived another mission, which we also totally failed to complete? That happens literally every single day that we're not hungover.
Nostrovia!
Guys, come on. That had deep personal significance and stuff.
Oh, you're just gonna get drunk and open it by accident one of these days. Why not enjoy it before we're too plastered?
You're not even gonna make a
That's
toast.
Weird.
Come on, I've been in there for thousands of years.
It's good, though.
That's
real good. Good stuff.
Weird.
Something weird just happened to my spleen.
Oh, that's my spleen laser.
That can't be good.
love it.
It explodes a person's spleen. Yeah, more useful than you think, you know?
Don't worry. I'll rewire your brain so you don't notice.
That's fine. Thank you.
I'm going to have to clean this mess up in the barber chair.
Came to upside down in the barber chair medical room. That was not comfortable. Hey guys.
Good mid afternoon.
So I've been meaning to ask you, seeing as we're time travelers, shouldn't we be off, like, having adventures instead of...
We don't find adventure, kid. We're Time Force, okay? It's not about fun. And it's definitely not about your bullshit ego. It's about duty. Duty. The greatest duty a man can know. In between, of course, we have union-mandated break periods. Yeah, like truckers.
I never joined a union.
What? You didn't?
Don't worry about it. We'll get it taken care of.
You better, once the paperwork starts to...
I have never seen you do any paperwork.
That's because I'm not the captain.
Are we still in Han China or whatever? And, like, I don't know, cloaked or something?
Science explained it to him. I'm gonna go put my head underwater. Come again?
I'm trying to put too much popcorn in my mouth.
Fine. Look, the Lightfoot isn't really a ship per se. It exists in a sort of a conceptual space, rendered solid by the mutually held beliefs of everybody who interacts with it. You know how sometimes a really terrible band gets to be super popular even though you don't know anybody who actually likes them? Like Carly Rae Jepsen?
Sure, she makes me want to die.
Yeah, it's the same basic principle. There actually is no ship. We just use that as a metaphor because it's something we can understand. Just like Carly Rae Jepsen isn't really a musician, we just say she is because the truth is too terrible to contemplate. I get it about right, science?
No, not even close.
Damn it.
To even approach understanding, you have to be able to think in tetradimensional omni-speak, which you were supposed to learn in the Time Academy.
Shut up.
Suffice it to say, right now we only kind of exist, but it's fine.
It doesn't sound fine. I mean, I always used to exist.
It's okay. Think of it like the pages of a book. The scales of a fish.
No. Think of it like your mom's best casserole.
So the ship is...
You don't get it?
Nobody gets it.
It's metaphorical.
Think of it like a muted trombone.
Think of it like a blueberry Pop-Tart. Hey, and while you're at it, could you think one up for me in the kitchen?
Science.
The point is, relax. It's a metaphor. The Mongols can't attack us, and ship things cannot really happen to us.
Maybe we should...
I say that.
I'm already at the weapons station because I'm chief weapons officer.
Nobody gave you that job. Doug just stopped hanging out in there.
What is happening?
We're under attack, dummy.
Duh.
How is that possible? You just said the ship is just a metaphor.
The missiles are also metaphorical. Do we have sensors, science?
Of course we do. We use them all the time.
No, I mean, are they still functional?
Yes.
What do they say, science? Christ.
Another time ship in the time stream is firing time missiles at us.
I figured all that out by context. Who are they?
The WRTS Jimmy Dean.
It's the Time Stapo. I hate these guys.
Time what?
They're Skyping us.
Science, answer them. Pope Joan, you go ahead and arm time pedos.
But what would the Pope know about pedos?
Oh,
Was that another time missile? Minor finger slipped. Sorry.
Hey, everything's on fire down here, boss.
How about we save the damage reports until I get off the Skype call?
You could always use the mute button.
No, they can't. Look here, they had it on in store.
Boy, your sensors are really good.
Oh, donkey shame, science.
Wait, how do you know science?
gymnasium?
These guys are like time Nazis or something?
Not exactly.
But this is for a Nazi.
They're from one of those timelines.
Which timeline?
The timelines where the guys.
They're from an alternate universe where Germany won World War I.
World War what?
They had two of them.
What? Did they pay no heed to the measures agreed upon at the Treaty of Habsburg?
Wait, so these guys come from like a horrible fascist German dystopia?
Fascist dystopia might be pushing it.
Yeah, it's actually very nice.
Yeah, everybody has free healthcare.
Also, we rarely need it.
Not like yourselves.
Why are they attacking us anyway?
It's preemptive.
We know we can never be safe, so as long as you are loose in the time stream, owing to your terrible warlike natures, the irony is not lost on us.
Didn't even have to buy you a drink first.
No, you didn't. Active camo. That's active.
You don't have active camo.
Shut up, Joan.
Help, Joan.
Okay, Captain. What's the situation?
This'll turn the tide. You guys are in trouble.
Oh, you have an unassuming dude.
Yeah,
I'm
that's
in my
me. Unassuming dude. Hey, why don't you beam me over to your ship there? I defect, or whatever.
Doug, come on, we're not in that bad shape. Stick around, please, Doug.
Charouse, Captain.
I was playing along.
You forget our sophisticated scanners.
You want to bluff us into taking him. It's a good try. Yeah, it is. Not a great try, but you're...
Science, how about us, Doug? Can we beam Doug over?
Probably. Hey, Doug, have you had lunch?
Sure, beam him over. Send your great big doom weapon. You know, we're post biomechanical super soldiers ourselves, right?
We began developing this technology in 1942. For funsies, you know?
Every German is biomechanical super soldier.
Really?
We understand you're not knowing. It rarely comes up.
Do you guys happen to have any, some lady biomechanical super soldiers?
Science, can we hang up on them.
People from your timeline are so rude.
They've hacked our system.
Pope Joan. There's nothing we can use to take out their time ship.
You think of this as a time ship? It's really more of a time tank. Or a nuclear time boree.
Oh, dibs on the band name, huh?
Jokes aside, probably one more time missile and you're kaput, yeah?
Oh, yeah, Pope Joan.
Time Travel the Podcast is written and directed by Phil Gould and produced by Michael Zazadinsky. It stars Phil Gould as Brian Harfax, Jessica Spaw as Science and Pope Joan, Simon Gibson as Doug, featuring Jeremiah Murphy, and special guest star Preston Blaine as the villainous James McAvoy. Next time on Time Travel the Podcast.
It gets weird fast.
Ew. It's fucked. Real fast.
I will wreak bloody vengeance upon their heads for thorough business. I'm gonna need a big, shiny hat.
I will kill you and then orgasm in my metal undies. Well, Wiederschnein.